Chapter 1. How the story began. The beginning. It was the beginning of a beautiful day on the prairie, and the herd of horses was contentedly eating the lush spring grass. The first light cast a bright glow as the sun began to rise on the horizon and glanced off the horses' backs. As the sun appeared, the glow increased, and the horses were outlined in a sudden blaze of light. In a matter of minutes, the sun, in full view, shed light on every dark shadow, and the day had begun. Among the herd was a mare, expecting her first foal. The mare watched as the other horses moved to find the tender grass. It was a peaceful view. The horses moved quietly together in what seemed like a single motion. Only the soft sounds of occasionally blowing through their noses and the swishing of tails could be heard. The horses' only concern at this moment was to eat the lush green grass fast enough. As they grazed, they picked only the tender shoots. There would be much slimmer grazing in the winter, so the horses contentedly grazed with no thought of harder times to come. This year the grasslands were abundant because of the past year's rain. Previous years of droughts had made it hard for the herd because they lacked water to produce the needed grass. A nearby lake provided water to drink, but that too dried up in exceptionally bad drought years. This year, however, the horses prospered, the grasses flourished, and the streams flowed nearby. Even though the horses appeared to be focused on grazing, their pricking ears signaled their heightened vigilance to potential danger. Even if there wasn't present danger, the horses were aware that there were always dangerous animals lurking nearby. In this moment, all was right with their surroundings, and the herd reflected a relaxed manner. The leader lifted his head and sniffed the air to verify that all was well. His ears pointed forward as he positioned his head to see in the far distance. Because horses use the position of their head to see near or far, the leader changed the height of his head to see in the distance. Satisfied that all was well, he relaxed his alert position and continued grazing. A young horse is born. There were numerous mares in the herd. Several of the mares already had small foals at their sides. Other mares had bulging sides and were close to producing their offspring. It takes most mares an average of about 340 days to produce a foal, but often the surroundings affects the length of time. Those foals born in spring often take 10 days longer than those born later in the season. This year was most favorable for the birth of the new foals. As the herd moved from one lush section of grass to another, one mare was close to the event of a new foal. This mare wandered with the herd for a short time in the first light of the morning. Everything was very peaceful, and there were no sounds except for the hoarse sounds of breathing and clearing their throats as they grazed. Nearby, there was a grove of trees with a grassy niche. The mare walked over to the shady trees and carefully lay down. As the mare sat quietly waiting, she sensed that the time had come for her foal to be born. She had found this protected grassy spot that was near the herd, but sheltered as well. Several horses stood protectively nearby. Horses normally are born very quickly, and this birth wasn't any different. It only seemed a short while, and a small form lay near the mare's side. The mare dutifully cleaned the new foal, taking in the new scent that she would use to recognize her baby from all other foals. Soon the mare was energetically nudging the little form to rise to the tiny hoofs to start nursing. The small foal had shed the protective coverings on the four little hoofs. Patient attention was used to place each hoof in a strategic place to help the small form rise to a standing position. After a few attempts, the tiny foal stood precariously balanced, only to fall suddenly in a heap. The mare quietly nudged the tiny foal to try again. After a few more attempts, the little animal was able to stand a little longer. In a short while, the new youngster was standing on her feet, lifted a pretty-shaped head, and made a high-pitched squeaky call to announce her arrival to the herd. The herd greeted a new filly. Life with the herd. Life with the herd was blissfully uneventful, and the newborn foal was growing healthy and strong. Young horses grow rapidly after the first few days. Sometimes it takes the foal several days to get their legs completely straightened out. This foal was no different, and spent several days shaking out those long limbs. Even though foals can run about almost immediately after birth, they need protection until they can keep up with the herd. Until that time, the foals practiced running, and the mares stayed very close to their babies. This was the best time of year to be born, because the weather and the grazing were the best. The herd spent leisurely days moving among the grassy areas and quiet running streams that fed down to the lake. There were several other foals born, so there were plenty of friends to play with. As the foals became stronger, they would run and play near their mothers. Occasionally, the group of youngsters would run a short distance, only to turn and race back to the mares. The herd was always alert, and at the smallest sound they would stop grazing and raise their heads to see what the leaders would do. The wild horse's survival depends on how alert they are. The well-behaved youngsters soon learned to pay heed to the signals of the adults and follow their instructions. There were fun games to play together. The older horses moved together grazing, while the younger horses stayed close to the mares and spent most of their time nursing and sleeping. One of the larger youngsters found an old piece of cloth lying on the ground and began to run around with a rag in his mouth, which started an unplanned game of tag. The largest colt, with the rag in his mouth, was born at the beginning of the season. He was much faster and knew more than the younger group. The newborn foals shyly watched from their mother's side. A few weeks make a big difference in ability, but the younger horses knew that they would catch up. The older youngsters would eventually show the younger ones all the new places to explore, but all within sight of the mares. Change of the season. Soon the pleasant days of spring turned into summer. As summer started to bring higher temperatures, the green grass started to become harder to find. The herd had to travel further to find what they had previously found easily within short distances. The foals were able to keep up with the herd since they had to walk longer distances to find food. It was lucky that the little filly had been born during the best time and was strong enough to keep up with the others. One of her other friends, who was younger by a month, had to work harder to keep up. The mothers called to their offspring so that they wouldn't stray too far. The youngsters again played games and had fun chasing each other and hiding behind the mares. It was fun to leap and kick about, but occasionally the adults became annoyed at the rough play and had to scold the youngsters. The youngsters often annoyed the older members of the herd by pulling on tails and nipping flanks. The members of the herd shared the obligation of discipline and would kindly push the unruly youngsters away. The youngsters soon learned the rules of herd and became responsible members of the group. Because the survival of the herd depended on following the rules, the youngsters understood their mother's strong commands. Instinctively, they knew that their safety depended on listening to the mares. There were times when dangerous animals lurked near the herd, looking to separate any horses that straggled behind and weren't alert. The filly's mother cautioned her to always listen and come immediately. The filly had heard strange, frightening sounds of other animals, but her mother and the herd always kept her safe. The accident. Often during this time of year, storms would occur suddenly, without warning. The day had begun peacefully enough, and everything seemed normal. The horses moved through an area that was hillier, and the patches of grass were spread out. The horses formed small groups instead of the herd being together in one large group. The clouds overhead started to move in and had a gray, somber appearance. Several of the horses noticed and sniffed the air with apprehension. The morning moved into late afternoon with growing clouds, and the wind was picking up along with steady rain. The herd had been quietly grazing, but was alert as the storm approached. They made quick movements showing their apprehension. The leader of the herd began to call in a high-pitched whinny to gather them to find shelter. The rain rapidly formed small rivulets and ran down the hills, forming larger fast-moving streams. Small quiet streams became fast-moving water, and where there had been no water, water ran with enormous force. The horses ran frantically, trying to reach the safety of higher ground. The leader stallion called to the herd to motivate them to move as swiftly as possible. The mares kept pushing their youngsters to stay with the herd. The thunder and lightning had the herd in a panic, and the sky lighted up with flashes that were followed by loud claps of thunder. The terrified filly followed her mother blindly as the herd ran for their lives. The herd was running near a rapidly running stream that shortly before had been a dry path. The horses used the path to walk down to the lake or up to the fields. The filly was tired, and her tiny hoofs scrambled to stay on the edge of the path. It happened in 1 second that she was running with her nose touching her mother's tail, and the next instant she was on her flank with water rushing over her as she carried in the opposite direction of the running herd. The water was carrying her away as fast as the herd was running to safety. The noise of the driving rain and rushing water made a deafening sound. She screamed as loud as she could, but none of the horses could hear. She twisted and turned over and over as the rushing, roaring water carried her away. She gasped for air and thought she had taken her last breath of air. In the next moment, she bumped into a large clump of bushes that held her firm. The filly lay tangled in the bush, too terrified to move. The brushes were set where the normally dry path took a sharp turn. Luckily, the bushes held her secure and away from where the rushing water surged down the path. After a short time, the filly's frantic breathing slowed, and the noise of the roaring water changed to the sound of a less terrifying, brisk flow. The filly slowly pulled her legs from the branches and tested their strength. Finally, getting her balance, she stood up on all fours and looked anxiously about. She wondered where the herd was. The little filly lifted her slender head and peered into the cloudy night, trying to see anything that looked like her mother. Her elegant ears pointed forward and her nostrils opened wide in an attempt to hear or smell the herd. She breathed in short, noisy breaths between her hysterical cries to her mother. The filly's calls of help only bounced back off the rocks and frightened her even more. In wide-eyed terror, she jumped around frantically, not knowing which way to move. She stopped for a moment and strained to get any sound that might tell her that the herd was nearby. In an alert, frozen moment, she thought she heard something, but it was only the wind whipping the brush. The filly again and again repeated her frantic actions, but of no use. Finally, in an aimless wandering here and there, her terror-filled yells for her mother's comfort finally subsided into shorter whimpers because she was tired and totally spent. It would be heartbreaking to hear the small filly's calls for help and know that the herd was nowhere near the little horse. There was not a living thing to hear. The storm is over. As suddenly as the storm had begun, it was finally over, and the filly found herself alone, cold, wet, and hungry. She strained to see in the distance to find any evidence of her mother and the herd. She pitiably continued to call, but her calls were unanswered. She intuitively knew that it was useless, and her yells for help were fewer and fewer. Because of the storm, it had turned dark early. The tiny filly wisely knew that she had to find shelter if she was going to stay alive. There would be dangerous animals lurking at night. Without the protection of the herd, she would surely be in peril. The world is an unsafe place for a youngster with no mother or the herd to protect her. Close call. The darkness filled the cloudy skies, so the filly began her frantic search to find somewhere to hide for the night until she could begin searching for the herd. There were frightening, strange sounds all over, and the filly sensed her pending peril. Her mother had protected her from all those bad things, and now she was gone. Night is the most dangerous time for horses because predators, the animals that hunt them, have an advantage. Since many of the horses' enemies hunt them at night, the horses are at a disadvantage when their foes sneak up on the group. In the herd, the horses depend on the strong leaders to keep vigilance and protect the group from any attacks from predators. With strong senses of sound and smell, the lead horse is able to detect any strange animal that might approach the herd. Systematically, and almost on schedule, the horses will rest knowing that the guard horses were on protective lookout. Almost on a given signal, the guard horses will rest, and the other horses will take their position to protect. The small horse had no such protection and was in grave peril. Besides not having the other horses for protection, the filly was not very experienced in the ways of the herd. Afraid, the filly instinctively knew that she had to hide and be as quiet as possible. The filly missed her mother's care and was getting extremely hungry.